Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Becky. I am the host of Becky Book Amelia Book Club. I am very happy to be here tonight. It has been a moment as we're making some adjustments and going through process of doing various things with the book club. Do you remember one of my favorite stories entitled About Falling in Love? Maybe you enjoyed 50-50. What is your preferred genre? Or your favorite writer? Maya Angelou? Jay Jones? Jack Flannery? I know. Jeff Rivera? Felicia Brasha? Maybe Jerry Swan? I have lots of favorites, and for different reasons. I cannot say to date I've had a bad guest author. Each one has been different. I have been able to get a good show accomplished from each one that has been my mission, and I feel each time I have been blessed to be successful. Oh, what a time I've had on Becky Book Amelia Book Club Talk Live Radio Show. I have interviewed authors from around the globe, and I have read some amazing stories by outstanding authors. I have adopted some favorites from each genre, and I am sure that I will have more, much, much more in the future. Now, that being said, I would just like to say that I am right on the cusp of doing some things with BBC that is going to blow your mind. So I encourage you to come and catch the blaze as we go up, up, up with Becky Book Amelia Book Club. And without further ado, I would like to just share with you from something that I have been partaking of late, and it has been absolutely outstanding. I don't know if you're familiar with any of the things that I've talked about over the past few years that I have been blessed beyond measure to do Becky Book Club. When this all started, I didn't even know that I had a desire. I had no idea that too many years ago to even mention I would be a book club member who would grow up to have a book club with her own name assigned to it. I cannot even tell you what this does for me. I am still in awe of this whole experience because I never even imagined that I wanted to do this, and when it was presented to me by a very dear friend who is a visionary and who, you know, does those type of things for people, you know, create things and help them to see things that they might not even be aware that they want to do or that they have within themselves by the power of God to do. But people like my very good friend, Dana P., and a woman who I have shared from her book on countless times. I've never had the pleasure of meeting her, but Karen Krakowski, who did Dee Moore, and I discovered of late that I have another book by Karen Krakowski, which is entitled Read Their Mind. And this book tells you all these wonderful things about how to figure out your who and why. Because when you figure out, according to her, first of all, your why, it helps you to determine the who and the how of it. And she mentions so many great people that are very popular, that are very prosperous, who are doing just that. They are finding out why they do what they do. They are finding out who doing it for, and they are finding out how to draw that person into their doings, because there's something in there for them, something that is fulfilling them, something that is assisting them, something that is motivating them, and on and on. And so I aspire to do that with the book club and other things that I'm doing, but especially with the book club. I want the book club to be that go-to source for me to assist. And I'm in the process of finding out my why, get that really on point, be very clear about it, and my how, and my who. When I discover the people that I want to target, if you will, for lack of a better word, I will be on my way to fulfilling my dream, which is to do my book club and have it to sustain me, to elevate and inspire and enhance each and every author that I come in contact with, and each and every person that comes on to my show and listen to said authors. I don't want to just be doing shows. I don't want to, you know, just be building a list. I don't want to just be making a lot of contacts and getting to meet a lot of people. I want to make a difference in each person's life. Even though the people that I interview, they're already well established. They are doing some awesome things. They, for the most part, they have their own businesses. They have shows that they're doing. They have churches. They have all kinds of ministries. And some of these people make millions of dollars. It is crazy. And, you know, I aspire still yet offer them something that they're not getting anywhere else, and that they will keep coming back and sending others to come and get what they need from me. And me being the only person that God has provided to fulfill that need, whatever it be. So I know that might not make any sense to you whatsoever, but it makes sense, and it's starting to make more and more sense to me all the time. Without further ado, I would like to give you a tidbit of the show for tonight, and it is The Life You Want. You are always given feedback from your inner self. I don't know if you knew that, but you are always given feedback from your inner self. And you are constantly desiring more from life. Whether you have arrived at your place of being well established and you have plenty of finance and you have loads of people around you, you are still yet constantly desiring more from life. And with that desire, we're always given the choice to either follow it or not. So that choice will then allow you to choose to feel good or bad. Isn't that amazing? Now, an example is, if your life causes you to desire a better relationship with someone, meaning that your current relationship is not up to your standard, you then have the choice to make the decision to improve that relationship. Once you decide to improve it, you are then given feedback from your inner self. And the feedback is telling you whether or not you're heading in the right direction of your new desire. The choice that you get to make good about your new desire or to feel bad about it. And that's interesting, that concept of 24-hour hotline with self and the feedback that you get from your inner self, because I feel that too, but I have a different twist on that whole scenario. I kind of see the desires and the choices and the actual doings of a person as being in a what I call bumper car of life experience. And what I mean by that is when you're doing life and you've made decisions about your circle, your inner circle, your outer circle, your workplace, your life partner, you know, whether or not you're going to have children, how many children you're going to have, whatever, whatever. When you've made those decisions about your life, and you're going on with those decisions, and you come to something that gives you some trouble in your inner being, your physical being, or, you know, you're just not happy, for lack of a better way of saying it. You know, you have some different desire about the outcome of that experience, and it becomes a negative one more than a positive one on a regular. To me, that's like being in a bumper car and you're riding alone and here comes another car and it bams you. I see that as a reason and a venue, a nudging, if you will, for lack of a better way of saying it, to change something about the way you're interacting with that being, to change something about the direction that you're going in your life, to change something about your concept of it, what you're taking from it, what you're expecting from it, what you're putting into it. Something needs to be changed. And when you get that tweaking, if you will, done to the point where your inner being is not giving you negative feedback, but yet you're feeling like you're desire is being met. The measure of desire that you need is being met and it is in a good place, then all is well. And because of that, as this book, The Life You Want, calls it, the 24-hour hotline, which is that inner self that gives you that constant feedback in regard to your desire, then when you come to that place, and you're getting that positive feedback, that means that you're not in a per se bumper car ride, but you're enjoying life. You're making life, as some groups say. And that is a good thing. That's a real good thing. The choice that you get to make, as I said lastly, is to feel good about your new desire or to feel bad about it. Always, when you are feeling good, you are heading toward your desire. And always, when you are feeling bad, you are heading in the opposite direction of it. But you must know that you always have a choice. And I tell you something. When you are in any given situation in your life, and when you have clarity about the fact that you have a choice, no matter what it is, you have a choice. And when you receive that empowerment of that knowledge, you know, the saying has been around for umpteen years, knowledge is power. And when you are empowered with the knowledge that you have a choice, that you have a choice to be either heading toward your desire and feeling good about the direction that you're going in, or feeling extremely bad about it most of the time, and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you're not going in the right direction in your life, or that you're unhappy with the direction that your life is going. And if that be the case, accepting your power, standing tall power, and making a decision. In life, it is imperative that we ourselves choose not to be victims or to be victimized by life. It is imperative that we are empowered, that we encourage ourselves, that we make decisions, and if something is not working, don't keep trying to fix it. If it's broken and you fixed it and you fixed it and you fixed it and it keeps breaking and it keeps breaking and it keeps breaking, then you probably need to discard it. It's just like having a couch. And every time you look up, there's a new spring popping up. There's a new tear going on. There's a this or that or the other. And you're repairing it. And you're repairing it as fast as you can repair it. You know, it is study doing another thing that is not pleasant, that is not pretty, that is not attractive. But yet you keep on patching it and cleaning it and repairing it. And, you know, at some point in time, you just have to make a decision. You just have to choose to dare, to desire something better. You are entitled to it. It is your right. It is your God-given right, by the way. God has a plan for your life, and it is a great plan. It is a plan to succeed. It is a plan to be happy. It is a plan to be well. It is a plan to love, heart, laugh, have a lot of fun, not to be vexed in your spirit. I mean, God has an awesome plan for your life. And he plans and has planned for your prosperity. His word says that we are blessed when we go out and blessed when we come in. God says in his word that he has a plan for your life, a plan for success, a plan to succeed, a great plan, an awesome plan. And God did not mean for us to be struggling, unhappy, beat down, vexed in our spirit. None of these things were God's plan. And no matter what decisions you've made in your life, no matter what kind of hookups you've had, no matter how much you have planned, no matter how many invitations you have set out to a given situation, I'm telling you from personal experience, if you are getting some bad signs, if some bad things are happening, and you've maybe paid for the dress, you've sent the invitations out, you know what I mean? You've reserved the hall, you have family and friends flying in, and you got a few months or a few weeks before this grand affair happened, you paid for the cake, you know what I mean? You've done all these things, guarded this situation, bad things have been happening, and it's coming from that side that you're getting ready to connect with for life till death do you part, if you know what I mean. And you're going on with it anyway because, like I said, you've paid for the dress, you ordered the cake, you sent out the invitations, you have family and friends coming in, but you got some time I'm telling you what, I strongly encourage you, take it from one who went there, been there, as they say, done that, could have a T-shirt on that auspicious occasion. I personally wished too often that I had hung that dress up in the closet, got that cake, and just had some other celebration at the church. I'd already paid for everything, called the family and friends that might have, would have, could have, should have come from out of town and told them, you can come, but what you were originally coming for is not happening. Because for me personally, I asked God to show me a sign, show me signs. If I should not do this, and he showed me sign after sign after sign, and I ignored every one of them because I had paid for the dress, I'd ordered the cake, I'd sent out the invitations, and I did not want to be embarrassed. But as a result of that, I unequally yoked myself with someone, paid dearly for it. So I'm encouraging you. You know, if you're into something and you have a choice that needs to be made and you're getting bad feeling, hurt after hurt after hurt, and you just feel like you're in a bumper car ride and you're just bumping and you're turning and you're bumping and you're turning and you're bumping and you're turning, you continue to do that. You either need to get off that ride or you need to keep making those turns until you get back on the right direction, because as long as you're being bumped, you're still not going in the right direction. And that's the way that God does things sometimes. He makes life seem like a bumper car ride because you've gotten off the path. You've gotten off the path, and God is doing everything in his power to get you back on the path. And that's why he's allowing the red flags to come up, the other cars in the ride to bump you, to turn you in a different direction. And then there's another one who's bumping you and turning you in another different direction, and so forth and so on, because keep going in the wrong direction. And an indicator of that in life, outside of being in an actual bumper car ride, is you keep getting one hurt after the other, or one sign after the other, after the other. You know, a lot of times we do things, and then we'll ask God, you know, to show us a sign like I did. And then God will show us a sign, and we'll say, well, you know, I'm just going to pray about it, and I'm just going to trust God, and I'm just going to do this or that or the other, and it'll all come out in the end, and it'll be okay. But there's a good chance that it won't be all right, and that it won't be okay, and that it won't all come out in the wash. And it will be maybe a torturous, sad type of experience. You know, it might be that God is giving you an out before you get in too deep and before you commit yourself to something. Whoop-de-doo. If you have to call people and say, you know what, you can come. You know, I've invited you. If you've already got your plane ticket, you've already planned it, you can come. You're welcome to come. But we're just going to do a celebration. We're not going to do what we were originally planning to do. And don't be embarrassed by it. It's better to be embarrassed than to be broken, you know, and hurt and violated and just in a terrible state and being in it just because you committed to it now, and you don't want to come out because you feel like you'd be disobeying God. And maybe you disobeyed God by not observing the signs of what he showed you when you asked him to, like I did, that you were getting ready to be unequally yoked. Be that as it may, whether you go forth or whether you disconnect, you know, it's just an observation and a sharing of a personal experience. And what I'm saying is, whether you do or you don't, whether that is you that I'm talking to or not, God will see you through because he's faithful. Even when we get off the path, even when we
don't listen to the signs. Even when we just keep right on going and we've gone through the barricades and we've gone through every roadblock and we've gone through everything and we're getting ready to fall off the cliff of life. If we're not doing that literally, if that is a figuratively speaking experience, God will take care of you. Even if you don't listen, even if you go past the roadblocks and ignore all the signs and all the warnings and all the, you know, stuff that he puts into place to try to keep you from going in the right direction, unless he says, heed the warning, lest there be dire consequence, you will live to see another day. That being said, I encourage you to be in tune to your 24-hour hotline, which is your inner self that gives you constant feedback, and learn and ask God to help you to be wise, to be in tune to that component that he has put in each of his creations. And help, ask God to help you to read the signs that he gives you better and better. Well, this has been an episode of Becky Book Amelia Book Club, and I encourage each and everyone who is listening currently or who will be listening in the very near future, if you know any authors that would love to be featured on one of the greatest shows there is that highlights authors and hold them up in the greatest and highest of regard and allows them and ensures that they have an excellent time and that they are held up in the brightest and the highest of light, this is the show. The call-in number to be a guest on the show is 347-205-9535. And my website is www.becky. And there you can fill out the form. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, if you've written a book, if you're in the process of writing a book, I tell you, not very long ago, June of this year, I was contacted by a friend of mine who is also a prayer warrior who has a prayer ministry that has been going ongoing for about 20 years. And she had in a very bad place of sickness written a book. She had written a book, and she was looking to showcase that book. And she told me about the book, and oh my God, I had such a reaction that I did something I'd never done before. I actually set up a show and did an interview on a book that I had never laid my eyes upon. Didn't have an introduction, none of that, and it was an awesome interview. And you can listen to that. It's called There Is Olivia Batchelor, and she has a great book. So for those of you who are prayer warriors, who are into the prayer ministry, get that book, Intercession Breaking into Heaven by Olivia Batchelor. Well, I will be back Monday, and I will be doing a show Monday and Thursday, pardon me. I will be doing an 11 o'clock p.m. Show on Thursday, and I will be doing a 11 o'clock a.m. show on Tuesday. And for those of you who would like to be on the show, please call 347-205-9535 or go to my website, www.beckybusinessbox.com. Good night, all.